All right, if it's on the outside of a house and you attach a hose to it, what is it then?
I call it a faucet.
Okay. And if it got, say, not so much here, but up north, it got very, very cold, and maybe there was a pipe outside on the ground, and it got so cold that the water in the pipe froze. And you say it got so cold last night, the pipe
freezed up.
All right, and if it freezes to the point that it split open, you say the pipe did what?
It freezed up, it burst open.
Okay. You might say people used to buy flour in a big, great big round thing about that tall. What'd you call it?
Barrel.
All right. And molasses, what did it used to come in years ago?
Cans.
Okay, did you ever have any terms for a big can of molasses?
No.
Or lard?
A drum of lard.
Drum?
Keg of lard.
Okay. Did you ever hear them called stands?
No.
Did you ever hear them called stands? No, I never heard them. Okay. And if you were driving along in a car and ran out of gas, and you had to go down and get a can of gasoline to put in the tank so you can get started again, and you forgot that, and the can didn't have a spout, you know, so you could put it in, you'd have to get what to put it in?
I would have to get a funnel.
Okay. And years ago, when people had buggies, they used to have a little stick with a little piece of leather on the end of it to hit the...
A whip.
Okay. And were there ever any horses or anything around when you were young?
Yes, the police used to ride them.
Oh. Were there anybody still using buggies?
No.
Okay.
Once in a while, you would see it. Yeah, once in a while, you would see it. They had one up the main highway to the lady house, but they never used to ride out with it.
Were you ever around anybody that ever had a wagon or a buggy?
Yes.
Who was that?
Oh, what was those people name? I can't remember what the name. It was so long ago.
Okay. Did you ever get to see them watch them fasten the horses and everything? Or the mule?
No, I never did.
Okay. If you go to the store now and you buy groceries, what do they put it in?
Large paper bags.
Okay. How about if you brought, all right, how about a large quantity of sugar? What's, say, 50 pounds, what's that put into?
That 50 pounds of sugar?
Yeah, what would it be in?
That would be in a sack.
Okay. And say, what would you call the big bag or sack that potatoes are shipped in? What do you call that?
Okay.
You know, the big ones?
Croaker bags.
Okay. Ever heard them call anything else?
What is that? No, I can't.
Okay, so like you got 50 pounds of sugar that comes in a bag, right? And groceries are put into a paper sack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a sack, is a sack something smaller than a bag, or is it just does mix them? Can you say sugar comes in a 50 pound sack? Or can you say sugar comes in a 50 pound bag?
A sack is smaller than a bag.
A sack is smaller than a bag? Have you ever heard anybody call a poke? Poke with something?
I heard poke in a school.
Okay.
That's the only place.
Okay, if this lamp burned out, you know, you'd have to go out and buy a new what?
Bulb.
Okay.